Yes, we're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Utah. He is entering his 16th season as head coach, the recipient of three National Coach of the Year awards, Pac-12 Coach of the Year, led Utah to back-to-back divisional titles, 11 bowl wins, which is tied for second among active coaches. We are joined by Kyle Whittingham. Kyle, it's great to have you back. Let me first off ask you, how are you and everybody around you doing during this pandemic?
All doing good. You know, we're working through it just like everybody else and anxiously looking forward to when we can get our guys back in town and get back after it.
You bet. Kyle Whittingham, my guest. You know, I had Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse on the show right before you. An NBA coach obviously has a much smaller roster to maintain a connection with, and they're dealing with grown men. You're dealing with young men in their teens and early 20s and a much bigger roster. So how have you gone about making sure that you and your staff are connected to them?
Yeah, we've maximized the NCAA's allowable meeting time each week. We get an allotment of hours to reach out to these guys, and so we've been utilizing that on with Zoom meetings, and we have a series of team meetings, unit meetings, offense, defense, special teams, and we have position meetings in addition to that. So I think we've been doing a good job keeping tabs on these guys and staying connected. And, we're just trying to make the best of a tough situation.
Kyle Whittingham, my guest. Now, you did have 3 days of practice, spring practice at the beginning of March, but then you had to shut it down after spring break. I'm curious, how were those 3 days and how much time have you spent breaking down film on that?
Well, it was 3 good days and then very productive. I've watched each practice about 200 times now, just trying to, evaluate And we've got a situation this year where we're replacing 9 starters on defense, so we got a big task ahead of us there, and then replacing our starting quarterback. So we really could have used the spring ball in its entirety, but it wasn't the case. So now we've got to get ready for just a quick evaluation process once we get them back in fall camp and try to make some quick decisions.
Now, you did lose some key guys, but you are coming off a draft where you had 7 players drafted, then another group of players signing as free agents. How much pride is there for you in seeing that happen and seeing guys take the next step in their careers?
Oh, it's a great deal of pride, and that's one of the primary reasons that these young men come to college. The first and foremost is obviously to get their degree, and then secondly is to try to take their game to the next level. And we have when we have 12 of 16 seniors that have an opportunity to do that. That's just a great situation for us, and helps in recruiting as well. I mean, it's a great selling point for recruits.
Of course, I was going there next from a recruiting standpoint. How valuable is that? For instance, how important is it to be able to point to the on-the-field success and say this is a place where you're going to win, you're going to go to class, and you're going to have a very good chance to play in the NFL?
It's a huge value, and the recruits take note of that, and that's something that we certainly make sure they're aware of our draft history, and we've had a great run the last 4, 5, 6 years, and like you said, we've won some football games here, but more than anything else, what we're most proud of is our graduation rates and our what we call APR, the academic progress rate, and so we think we got a lot to offer here at the University of Utah for these young men.
Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham joins us. So you're currently preparing for a season where there are a lot of unknowns at the moment in terms of when games might be played, whether or not there'll be fans, and more. In your mind, what are the biggest questions at this point as it relates to football in the fall?
Wow, there's so many. I mean, it's such a fluid situation, and it seems to be changing daily. The one thing I believe is for certain is that it's not going to be status quo. I don't believe we're going to start on time as outlined on the schedule and play the schedule as outlined and have fans in the stands completely. I think there's going to be some definite modifications, and who knows what those are. Anybody's guess. But we just got to get a season in somehow, some way. And you may see a conference only schedule. If we limit the season to 9 or 10 games and get a little later start and just play conference games, that's certainly a viable option. And then obviously, the fans in the stands are another concern, and we'll see what happens there. And it's just there's so many different ways this thing could break that it's really tough to predict. But the one thing I can say confidently, in my opinion, is that it's going to be different in some way, shape, or form.
We're talking to Kyle Whittingham for a few more moments. Kyle, you mentioned the conference. The Pac-12 is a conference which is spread out over a number of states that have been impacted by COVID-19 in different ways. As a result, the states might have different approaches to when school or football can resume. How much of a wrinkle does that throw into everything?
that does throw a wrench into it. And you know, there's two things that you're looking at there. Number one is one of these states and universities going to open up to bring back your guys just to start training in the weight room. You know, the strength and conditioning aspect of it. And then the second part is, when are you going to be able to start with your fall camp? And so I think you may see some different start times for the strength conditioning based on what state you live in, but I think there's going to be a uniform start as far as you know, when you can start your actual fall camp. And you know, that remains to be seen when that is, but certainly, you know, we're in a state here in Utah that is probably going to open sooner than most, but we'll just see how things shake out.
Yeah, something that's been kind of curious. The Athletic has been doing a series of articles where they talk to coaches about the coaches who coach them. You and I have touched on this in the past, but for those who do not know, your position coach in college was your father, Fred. That's not the kind of thing that happens very often. What do you remember about those days?
First of all, it was a great opportunity. I mean, that's something that I cherish. And, you know, my father has since passed, and so just the opportunity to play for him. And, you know, first of all, he's one of the best coaches that I've ever been around, probably the best defensive mind I've ever been around. And everything that I am as far as my defensive philosophies and you know, what we teach here is really a direct result of what I learned from him. But you know, he was always harder on me than everybody else, which was just fine. You know, I had no problem with that. But it was a great experience. Then we got to coach together after that. You know, not only did he coach me in college, but then we coached together on the staff here at Utah. We were 3 years here where he was the defensive coordinator and I was his position coach. And then he went to the NFL to coach for a second stint in the NFL. And then he came back here and I was the coordinator and he was under me as a position coach. So it was you know, we spent a lot of time together in this profession.
Hey, Kyle, what was that like working with your dad, working under him, and then having him work under you? What were those times like?
Well, it was interesting, but I'll tell you, it was invaluable to my progress as a coach and my development as a coach, and so it was something that I really enjoyed. And it was a little bit awkward, you know, when he came back and I was the coordinator and he was the position coach, because he had, you know, he's such a experienced coach and had so much knowledge, but he handled it well. I think that probably, you know, had he not handled it the way he did, it probably would have been a tough situation, but he handled it very well.
So leave us with this thought. The phrase that people around you in the program talk about when it relates to your father is, do your job. Like Bill Belichick and the Patriots repeat that a lot, all the time. And it sounds so simple, but how do you get everybody to buy in and do their job and only their job?
Yeah, that's part of the culture. I mean, I think we've got a pretty good culture here at University of Utah, and it's a blue-collar mentality and a very demanding program. And we have, you know, a lot of things in the program that we, you know, tenets or mantras that we subscribe to, and do your job is right there at the top. And it's just a matter of getting your guys to buy into it and everybody being all in and pulling in the same direction. And it really starts, you know, when you come in as a freshman, you know, you just, the upperclassmen do a great job of indoctrinating these younger players as to how we do things. And we have something that we subscribe to here as well, is you will become us. We won't become you. You'll become us, as these freshmen that come in. And you know, has been a pretty good run for us in that regard.
Isn't that the definition of culture? He is the head football coach at the University of Utah, entering his 16th season there, and the recipient of 3 National Coach of the Year awards, Kyle Whittingham, my guest. Kyle, thanks so much for that and all the conversations. I do appreciate it. I hope we can do it again soon and see some football.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Always good to have you, Kyle. Thank you. Kyle Whittingham, head coach at Utah.